Just very quickly, because I agree that maybe I didn't emphasize the pandemics because I was focusing on climate change. My point is that if we tackle the causes of climate change, this can be the best ever barrier to prevent the potential spread of new infectious agents. If we protect our biodiversity, if we stop this war with nature, I mean, destroying the environment, polluting the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, all of our environment, we are creating as well a lot of probabilities for this barrier that exists between human health and animal health and environmental health that will be destroyed. So by reducing those barriers, obviously we are creating a better environment for future pandemics. By protecting the environmental health, by creating this One Health concept of being more conscious of the importance of avoiding this stream connection and breaking the barriers between animal health and human health, we will be better protected and we will reduce the probability of a spread of infectious disease, whether there is a virus or not. 30 million deaths are occurring every year because of environmental risk factors, something that can be prevented. And maybe I will go to your point. I mean, our health systems are very much focusing on health care. Only 3% of the resources of health expenditure is going to primary prevention. Maybe primary prevention should be paid, not by the health system, but should be paid by the Ministry of Energy, the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Agriculture, because those are very good investments on primary prevention when you make, and you, as previous